Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
There are many takes on astrology. There are many perspectives. There are many ways that you can approach it and view it and talk about it. But my passion with astrology is to help you understand your purpose within it all. Because astrology can be just a bunch of information, which is great. Okay. I mean, it's interesting. But what does that mean for you? And so my passion is to really help you understand on a personal level what this means for you. This is also the way that I conduct my sessions. It's a very, very, very powerful deep dive, as I call. We dive very deep into the blueprint of your soul and what you are really doing here at the end of the day. So you can really feel empowered and ready to do what you're here to do. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you're coming from. Everybody here has a reason for being here. Everybody has a purpose. It's incredible. Every time I look at a chart, I see it. It's undeniable. It moves me. And this is why I do what I do. You know, new moons, they activate portals of new beginnings. Now, we have many different new beginnings in astrology, okay? But the new moons are important. They are collective new beginnings. So every month we have one. Did you know that we all have the sign of Aquarius somewhere in our charts? Everybody here has the sign of Aquarius in their chart. Some people have planets in Aquarius. Even though you may not have your sun in Aquarius, you may have planets. Or angles, or special points. So for example, I have the South Node. My South Node is in Aquarius. And so I feel that energy very deeply. The South Node is a place that feels very familiar to you. Because you've been there already, you've done that. So the Aquarius energy is very alive in me. Very alive, and I'm feeling it deeply. So in this light, I want to invite you to take another breath with me and breathe in the energy of Aquarius. Whatever that means, even if you don't know what that means just yet, just breathe it in. And I want you to take another breath and now breathe in the energies of the dragon. Whatever that means for you, breathe it in because it's here. It's here for a reason. All of the signs in astrology, they are archetypal patterns, energies, frequencies. They hold characteristics, each one of them, and they each serve a purpose. And in the way that I work with astrology, I look at everything as an evolutionary process. There is no escaping that. That is what life, that is what creation is all about. Evolution. When I started working with astrology and looking at charts, and in the very beginning, I was finding my way around and just, you know, understanding, well, different charts and different people. And I finally came to a point where I said, you know what? After looking at that many charts from so many backgrounds, so many different types of scenarios, I realized that when you're looking at a chart, it's not about good or bad, right or wrong. There's only one thing that matters. And that's evolution. It was a deep realization for me when I realized that. So we are here for one purpose only, and that is to evolve. Just as all of life is, all the planets, all the cosmos and beyond. It's all about growth and evolution. So the energy of Aquarius is extremely supportive of that. For all of you that know if you have any planets in Aquarius, you can tap into this energy. And all of you that don't know, you know you have Aquarius in your chart. So even if you don't know if you have a planet, you know you have Aquarius. And that is the energy that is active right now. So Aquarius is all about forward thinking. Aquarius is related to the future, to innovation, to technology, to futuristic events and mentalities. Aquarius is really ultimately the rebel of the zodiac that says, I am not here to be one more. I am not here to conform. The ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, is really good with that too. So anybody that has Uranus conjunct one of their planets will know what I'm talking about. The planet Uranus and Aquarius, they're the rebels. They're the outcasts. They're the aliens, quite literally. Aquarius is associated with aliens, with the cosmos, with the cosmic family as well. So the Aquarius energy is really about expanding your awareness. And it has to do with the God mind, with the genius mind. Aquarius is associated with geniuses, with science, with just a lot of intelligence. As a matter of fact, Aquarius is the most intelligent of all the signs, of all the air signs. We have Gemini, we have Libra, and Aquarius is the very intellectual, sometimes a little too much. They can get a lot in their head. But they are associated with new ideas, new paradigms. And we need the energy of Aquarius because we need those that are going to be bringing the new solutions, the new ways of thinking, the new ways of living to the planet. So Aquarius can be associated with a little chaos and disruption and sudden surprises and sudden events that can rattle and shake a little bit. Or a lot. But it's also associated with innovation, with the future. And this is the threshold that we're standing in right now. We're standing in the threshold of the future. And so, the future begins now. And this is what the energies of the dragons are here for. The year of the dragon is here to help us begin this new stage. This new stage of freedom. This is one of the characteristics of Aquarius. Freedom. Aquarius needs to be free. Aquarius is so independent. They have the capacity to be independent like no one else. And this is the energy that is calling to us now. The energy of independence. The energy of autonomy. Authentic expression. And I want to emphasize this here for a moment. Because as Pluto enters Aquarius, we are entering a new paradigm. You may have heard about the ages and that we are moving from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. Yes, we're looking at here a segment of about 2,000 years. This is the big, 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 big cycle that we're looking at. And when we take that into perspective, Pluto entering Aquarius is now starting to make more sense. Because when we take Pluto out of the picture and we just look at the energy of Aquarius, the sign of Aquarius, we're actually looking at a massive paradigm that we are just scratching the surface. We are opening the door right now to the next 2,000 plus years of the influence of Aquarius as the new filter for our reality. The last 2,000 years, we've had the filter of Pisces. And the filter of Pisces is very different than the filter of Aquarius. And I use the term filter because we are seeing through these lenses. This is part of our evolution. We go through these stages where we can look at life and see reality in specific ways. And with the filter of Pisces, we saw reality in a different way. And the energy of Pisces, the archetype of Pisces, the filter of Pisces as our evolutionary paradigm was really pointing to an era of awakening the heart. This is why 2,000 years ago, Christ was born. And he introduced the era of Pisces, the age of Pisces. And so Pisces is about devotion and prayer and petition and meditation and, you know, all these attributes that have to do with understanding the path of the heart. And through the heart, we realize, wow, there's more than just me. There's a creator. There's a force. There's a God. And this is where all the religions were birthed from. This is where, why we had such, the last 2,000 years, we've had so many religions that were birthed. There were even wars in the name of religions. But religions, they helped us understand, each in their own way, that there is more. There are higher forces. Pisces is also associated with the angelic realm. And so this is where we also started to realize and tune into these other realms and other dimensions and other forces that surround us. It's beautiful. Pisces is the realm of transcendence, of dreams, of visions. There is a certain utopia around the Pisces energy, this infinite longing to return home and to touch God. That's Pisces. And so the age of Pisces represented that to us, and we all were looking for that utopia feeling, that the ability to touch God. And even in the most recent years, we started to explore that through different means. So I could do a whole talk about that, and we're not here for Pisces, but this is just to help you understand, because now things start to make sense. Now things start to make sense, because now all of a sudden, the rebel Aquarius comes in, ready to shift everything. And he's like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Why is everyone toning and humming and singing and doing prayers and creating temples? Aquarius is a rebel, remember. He's all about breaking free. Breaking free from traditions and so much. So unlike Pisces, who is all about the ecstasy and beauty of spirit, Aquarius is about waking up. You can literally picture right now a light bulb in every human being's head on this planet going on and turning on. And this is why in the last few years and even decades, we've started to hear words like ascension, higher self, awakening. Because Aquarius is all about waking up. So if you feel that your meditation practices aren't quite working anymore, the same way they used to, or that maybe even, you know, toning or certain aspects of you're just like kind of getting a little monotonous and boring, and there's a time and place for everything. I was going to say singing bowls. I love singing bowls, but you get the picture. Oh, the choirs and the heavenly realms. That's Pisces. We are now descending from the heavenly realms, and we are ready to come into this body. We are ready to wake up. This is a completely new mentality. It's a completely new phase of reality. Things are instantaneous. Aquarius is an air sign. So this is communication as well, intelligence as well. We're going to start activating these faculties in new ways. Telepathy, for example. This is why, oh, now you need 30 seconds to do your presentation on YouTube before people lose their interest. Well, that's because we're preparing for a time very soon where we're not even going to need words. So it's all perfect. That's the beauty of astrology. We get to just kind of like ease into the process. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Everything's exactly as it should be. And it's exciting. So the year of the dragon is here to help us with that. It is here to help us with that awakening. And this is important because Aquarius is not passive like Pisces. Pisces is about the heart. We had 2,000 years to evolve with this. Now that we've understood the path of the heart, now the mind is ready to wake up. And even more than the mind, this is the awareness. You see, if we skip steps and we go just straight to the mind and awareness, it wouldn't work. But with the path of the heart open, we can now allow ourselves this process of evolution, which is this quantum leap of awareness. So with this quantum leap, what happens is that a lot of people just start to say, that doesn't make sense to me anymore. You see how all the children recently, and I'd say at least the last decade or so, more and more, they're just like, that doesn't make sense. Or a lot, even many of you that grew up raised in a church or right a religion, it's just like, that doesn't sound right to me. That's Aquarius. We're getting ready for Aquarius, and it's just going to get stronger. Because Aquarius is about turning on and activating your own unique ability to think outside the box, to act outside the box. And to understand that you are a hologram of the Creator. You are God. This is why the mind of God is waking up now in all of us. The mind of God. That's why we have terms like higher self. Awakening, all of those, ascension. This is really about the higher mind waking up. So as the higher mind wakes up, so does our independence. So does our desire and our ability to be authentic and to find our authentic voice and to express ourselves from that place. So being one more is not going to work anymore. Being one more in a company, being one more in a group of people is not going to work anymore because Aquarius does not operate in that way. You have to find your individual spark. This is the number one most important thing right now happening on the planet is this. It's this readiness that we find ourselves in to be authentic. That's why you see so many people now branching out into their own methods of teaching or healing or working with others. And many are in the transition. Many are just not really associating themselves anymore with the old paradigms and with even the jobs that they've had or the lifestyles they had for all these years. And that is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's what the year of the dragon is here for. It's here to help us with that. The year of the dragon is here to help you step into your power and into your purpose. And let me say, into your new purpose. So if you are one of the ones that have been for these last few years watching things dissolve around you, relationships, friendships, jobs, lifestyles, and even things that you've been drawn to in the past, and now you find yourself not really attracted to that anymore, that's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's a good sign. You want to be there. You want to empty yourself out as much as you can to make room for the new you that is emerging. You see, the age of Pisces, like I said, is all about the heart. It's all about love. It's all about unconditional love. It's all about God, the divine, the heavenly realms, the angels, the guides. And Aquarius is all about waking up and realizing that it's all happening here. The responsibility is here. And so we're moving even away from the concept of prayer. It's all shifting. It's just a shift in the way we see things. It's not that this was good and this is bad, or this is right and this is wrong. It's just about what are we ready for now so we can continue evolving. You can't stay stagnant. Life doesn't work like that. Let's go to the Aquarian Revolution. We're going to start with Pluto in Aquarius. Because going back just a little bit to this, the ages, right? We're moving from the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius. That is the big cycle that is holding and hugging. You can look at it as a big ring. That is a cycle that is holding all the other cycles, all the other eclipses and new moons and Pluto in Aquarius and all those energies. They're under the context of the age of Aquarius. So that's the big one. That's the starting point. Now, when you go inside the circle, inside the ring, and you start to explore all the different astrological dynamics that are happening in this 2,000-year cycle, this ring of 2,000 years, we see many, many, many things. And that's what all my updates are about, my newsletters, and all. It's all about understanding what are the other little cycles that are happening now, but they're all happening under the big influence of the age of Aquarius. And so the age of Aquarius is a massive paradigm of 2,000 years that is really here to usher in the future. Quite literally. And so in the next 2,000 years, we are going to witness an incredible advancement of our civilization. It's inevitable. And that will involve technology. That will involve AI. That will involve a lot. Science is going to shift. It's already shifting, but it's just the beginning. Our solar system, the cosmos, family, aliens, these are all going to start coming in more and more and more rapidly into our reality. Now, we're just in the beginning of all of this, and we're evolving through this. So it's very important to zoom out and look at this as our evolution. We are in a stage of evolution where we are ready now to play in these realms of God, the godlike mind, and what is possible from that place. And it's a very sobering moment for us, I must say. It is very, very sobering, because what are we going to do with this power? Are we going to give it away fully to AI? Technology is here to support us with that. We are here to start using what we can to grow, to evolve, not to become complacent. We're not in the age of Pisces anymore. We're just kind of dulled into this sleep state. In the sleep state, which was part of our evolutionary process, it also is fertile ground for others that have dominion and power and a little more knowledge than other people to take the upper hand. But now with the age of Aquarius coming in, people want equality. People want freedom. This is why we're starting to see the world going through the chaos that it is. It's the rebellion of Aquarius. But are we going to do the same as we did for the last 2,000 years and just be passively asleep and letting things come and go? And if we do that, then yes, technology will surpass us. And it is a sobering moment. It is something serious to take into consideration. Because this is where we have to really take ownership of our choices, of our decisions. It's a powerful, powerful moment. So this is, we're talking about the context of the next 2,000 years. So there is going to be a lot that is going to be shifting in our reality, a lot that's going to be shifting in what we call our governments, our countries, in our established ways of doing things. That's all shifting. There is no turning back. So really the last 3 years, 2020 to 2023, were really years where we were figuring out that the old doesn't work anymore. And in the meantime, we've had a serious, serious phase of ending contracts. The last 3 years since 2020. Since 2020 to 2023, it was all about ending lifetimes of contracts. Because one of the things that is shifting with the new paradigm of Aquarius is that karma is not going to play out the same way that we've understood. We don't need to do the whole reincarnation thing anymore. And that's why we were on double duty these last 3 years to really wrap things up. That's why a lot of the relationships and friendships and lifestyles and so forth, they came undone. Or some very quick relationships just quickly came and quickly dissolved. We were completing contracts. They were very important. We were cleaning lifetimes of karma, contracts that we've had with people that we've been doing for many, many, many lifetimes. All ending. That's why it's been so intense. And those that are my friends here know, because I've said this so many times already, the last 3 years, every time I see people so excited to get a project started or get, you know, something like a new beginning on something, I was telling them, wait, this is not the time just yet. This is not the time to launch something new. We are in a process of endings. The last 3 years were all about endings. We had Saturn, who is the planet of karmic contracts. He is the significator of time, the keeper of time. And so along with that responsibility, he keeps all the records of time and all the stories of time. And that's why he's associated with karma. And Saturn was for pretty much a full year in a T-square with the lunar nodes. And then the following year, which was the last year, it was Pluto. Pluto is the transformation of the soul in a T-square with the lunar nodes. And so that really was emphasizing a lot of endings and a lot of cleaning the slate. The balances, the scales were becoming even once again. And that was important, because how can we open the door to new beginnings if we're still working through cycles with others and ourselves? So we had to go through that. And if you are one of these people that experience that, it was absolutely perfect. You had to do that. You had to go through those experiences. You had to clean your slate. It was not about good or bad, right or wrong. It's just time to evolve once again. And that's good news. So you can encourage all of your family and friends and people that you love and you know that have been going through it, that we had to do this. We had to clean our slate with events, people, situations, because this belongs to much greater cycles that we don't need to do anymore. We're complete. Now, just a little brief explanation about Pluto. He is a very, very, very slow-moving planet. And as you may remember, he hasn't been in Aquarius for almost 250 years. And he will only return into Aquarius once again in about 250 years. And honestly, that's when the real age of Aquarius is going to be full-blown in motion. We are just scratching the surface here. But it's still a big deal for us. It's radical. The old doesn't work anymore. The old ways of doing things, of feeling, of thinking, doesn't work anymore. So the best thing you can do is to start tapping into this new you that is awakening now. And if you are one of the ones that have done the work and that have cleaned the slate and let things go that needed to go, then you can celebrate, you can rejoice, you can know that this is your year. And it's just the beginning. Just the beginning. So Pluto entering Aquarius once again, like I said, Pluto hasn't been here in 250 years. Okay. Well, when he was here last, we didn't even know Pluto existed. Now, it's a pretty big deal. Because now we really feel that energy. We really feel that energy kicking in. This is the energy of revolution. It's the energy of freedom. So deep inside, this is what we're all ready for. This is what we all want. It's freedom. Starting with understanding that God is not outside anymore. We are connected with everything. And then from this place, we act, we speak, we live our life. So Pluto entering Aquarius is very important. Why? He is one important component of ushering in this age of Aquarius. Now, we've had others as well, like the recent conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that happened at 0 degrees Aquarius. I'm not going to get into that right now, but that was really important because Jupiter and Saturn, they have to do with society. So every time they conjunct, they initiate cycles, new beginning cycles for society. Society shifts. And it's actually very interesting because this year we begin the square where they once conjuncted in Aquarius, Jupiter and Saturn. This year, now they begin the square. And the square is a moment of action. So it's going to be pivotal. This year is pivotal because the seed that was planted for a new beginning in society is now going to take shape and form. This year is going to begin later in the year especially, okay? We're going to start to see some shifts in society. We're going to start to see that push and pull. The people that are saying, no, I don't agree with this. No, that's not going to work. And really, ultimately, this is about a new paradigm for the government. For our government. So we need that. We need the people that are waking up and saying, no, that's not how it's done. Aquarius is about humanity. And so that's the paradigm we're in right now. It's all about humanity. It's all about family, including cosmic family. So we're going to find out very soon that we're not alone. As you're going to see, there's so much there's so much hype right now, right, about disclosure and the UFOs, and that's like such a big movement right now. It's just the beginning. And this is, they're right on time. I tell all these people that work with us and that talk about this and write books and movies about this, you're right in time. This is the time where the world is ready to know this information. The world is ready for this. You are ready for this. So we're opening up to the cosmos. We're opening up to humanity. We're opening up to ourselves and to finding solutions within ourselves instead of waiting for God to give it to us or the president. This is not about that anymore. We are having the responsibility now to step up. So Pluto entering Aquarius is another dynamic now. Pluto will be in Aquarius for 20 years, and Pluto is all about transformation and metamorphosis. Pluto is about death and rebirth. So there is something to be said about when Pluto enters a new sign. When Pluto enters a new sign, there is a process of death and transformation that begins. And even though we've had a lot of closures in the last 3 years, like I said, this is something new. Because there is an energy of even disruption of this is not working anymore. And with Pluto, it's non-negotiable, so he doesn't come in gently or softly. It's very abrupt. So you may be feeling that even now. Okay, these first few months of the year are big, intense, because that's Pluto is just entering Aquarius right now and activating this really big, really intense energy, getting ready for the death and rebirth. We are birthing the new human. We are birthing the new paradigm. There is no way out. There is no plan B. Okay? Pluto in Aquarius is here to help us with the Aquarian Revolution. And remember, the Aquarian Revolution is about that independence. It is about the godlike mind turning on, thinking for yourself, acting for yourself. So much so that there is an emphasis right now on even letting go of the idea of relationships. In the form of I need, right? That codependency. That's why the South Node is in Libra. This is not necessarily a time to look at relationships as much as it is a time to look at yourself. That's why the North Node is in Aries. The North Node is the evolutionary trajectory. And so when we're looking at the collective North Node, we are looking at the overall collective trajectory for evolution. And so the collective trajectory for evolution right now is in Aries, and Aries is all about independence, all about being the one and only. And if you know a good Aries, you know very well, like, they don't wait for people to show up, they just go and do it. They're like, people are coming with or without me. Or no, I'm going with or without people, vice versa. And that's the Aries energy, and this is the energy of our evolution right now. And so even in partnership, even in relationship, this is really ultimately about finding your authentic voice, your authentic expression, and then from that place, you take the step forward. So the old ways of doing things are not going to work anymore. And I'm advising everybody, if there's one thing and one thing alone that you do, is find your voice, find yourself. We've all been conditioned so deeply since we were born to see life in a certain way, to look at people, to look at events, to look at ourselves in specific ways. And, you know, we've all been doing a lot of healing over the last few years and decades. There's been so much focus and emphasis in healing, right? But at some point, we're ready for the next step. And so even the concept of healing is changing now. Because after you do so much work on yourself, you realize that, you know what? The story is always going to be there. Even after you healed and all that, The story is always going to be there, and it's your choice if you want to revisit it. It's really about the emotion and the attention that you give it to that story. That makes all the difference. So with the story there, you get to choose. Okay, do I want to go back and wallow in the story and relive it? Or do I want to just keep going? So the energy of Aries is here to help you to find that authentic, individual expression. And this is about taking the step forward and saying, you know what? At some point, we are done healing and we're ready for action. So Pluto in Aquarius is here to bring this revolution of independence and freedom. Now, I want you to take a look at this image over here because this is the Aquarian Revolution energy. The people that are ready for new solutions, new paradigms, new ways of thinking, new ways of behaving, new ways of relating to each other. Our concept of relationships is changing. Our needs are changing. Our desires are changing. Our ways of looking at life is changing. And with that shift of mentality, we start to see the world different. We start to create different. And so this is where you can see so many new and innovative solutions coming in through Pluto and Aquarius. And so the next 20 years is going to be pivotal for that. Pivotal. But Pluto is not the only one. Pluto is not the only one. And this is the exciting thing because we have the rest of the outer planets that are also changing signs. So what are the outer planets? Who are the outer planets? Pluto, Uranus that we already talked a little bit about, we're going to go into him a little deeper, and Neptune. Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune are the outer planets. And you know what? They move pretty slowly. And when they shift signs, each one of them, just like Pluto, they open up a new paradigm for humanity. Because the outer planets, they have to do specifically with our evolution. And so these are not parts of our personality per se, like Venus and Mars and Mercury, or even necessarily aspects of society, like Saturn and Jupiter, as much as they are about the soul and the soul's evolution here. And so this is what is beyond our personality, beyond society. That is the function of Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus. And they each hold little keys. They each hold different aspects of that evolutionary process. So Pluto is the first one. Pluto's paving the way, and he is an important one, a radical one. He is moving into Aquarius, and at the end of the day, it's really all about Aquarius, especially when we're looking at the next 2,000 years. So the next 20 years is that introduction, the very first introduction of what the filter of Aquarius means for humanity. Now we have Neptune, who is the other outer planet. And we can see that from 2025 to 2039, wow, that's a long ways out, we see that Neptune is also shifting signs and entering Aries, where the North Node is at right now. You see, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And the North Node in Aries right now is actually paving the way for Neptune, who's going to get in there very soon. So Neptune is associated, by the way, all the planets we have the correspondence to a sign, because we have a sign and then we have the planet that rules the sign, so they have the same attributes. And so Neptune has the same attributes of the sign of Pisces. And we were talking about the age of Pisces, and it is very interesting because Neptune right now is in Pisces, and we are wrapping up the Piscean age. This is why Saturn is there, making us do double work. Double work in Pisces, because we're wrapping it up. We literally are wrapping up. And as we do that, we are also, thank you, Saturn, removing the rose-colored glasses. We are removing the filter of utopia or the longing for it. And we're actually excited to start waking up to a new paradigm. So Aries is about independence, also about freedom, very much so. And it's also about action. So as Neptune leaves Pisces, and it's very interesting because he's going to be leaving Pisces together with Saturn, they're both going to be entering Aries, and this is going to be a very important phase of our reality, because this is where we're really going to be taking out the rose-colored glasses. Really, 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 really. Aries is really about waking up. It's the first sign of the zodiac. It is that new beginning. And with this new beginning, there will be a new beginning for spiritual leadership. Look at this, how beautiful. This is the clarion call that we are hearing even now as we speak. We're starting to hear that. Thank you, Pluto. But there's more coming. They're all working together. All working together. So the rose-colored glasses are coming off. There is a new paradigm for leadership. Aries is about leadership. This is why the North Node is in Aries. We are being called to be leaders, all of us. Why? Because the old ways of doing things are not going to work anymore. So the people that are going to really thrive in this new phase, I kid you not, are the ones who dare to step into new leadership. There are going to be new ways of doing everything, including astrology, and especially astrology, because Aquarius rules astrology. So with the new paradigm of Aquarius coming in, we are looking at a new paradigm for astrology as well, which I'm very excited about. So there are new leadership. There is new leadership coming on every front, including the government. Everywhere you look, there's going to be new leadership coming. And this is what Neptune and Aries is going to be about. Now, of course, there's going to be other things as well. And of course, we have, you know, global events to take into consideration and so forth. But ultimately, what does this mean for you? Even the government and the planet and all that, it's only as good as you. What are the choices and decisions you're making? It all starts now. It all starts now. When you understand that you are being called to find your voice and to take action into new forms of leadership and new ways of doing things, it all starts to make sense. It starts to make sense why we had to have a halt in 2020 and stop the world, quite literally. Stop the world. We're done with this phase. We had to go through the last 3 years of coming to terms with the fact that it's all changing and we're not going to go back to the way things were before. We had to clean slates and so forth. But now we are here at the new beginning. We are getting ready for Pluto in Aquarius. We are getting ready for Uranus in Gemini. And we are getting ready for Neptune in Aries. Now, you have three planets changing signs at the same time. Pretty much the same time. That is radical shifts. You have one planet changing signs. That is already a massive shift. But you have three? This is just the beginning. Every single human, every single country has a chart, has Aquarius in their chart. And so every single human being is going through this transition into a new paradigm. There's no way around it. All of us. So the dragon energies really are here to help us ease into that and own our power. Now, this is not the power of might and force. We know better than that by now. This is the power of what? Consciousness. awareness, and then action from that place. Take action. You don't need to be speaking or talking or fighting or arguing. This is about action. Your truth, your knowing is waking up in a new way. That's why you're here. That's why this place is filled with people, because everybody's ready. Everybody's ready to find their truth. Everybody's ready to find their voice in this new paradigm. So, my dears, we are back in the beginning. We are back in the beginning. And as I said in the beginning, that QR code will take you to a page where you can understand more about the dragon energies that are here to support you and to help you with this new paradigm. And when you go to that page and when you watch the video there, take your time, okay? It is a one and a half hour video where we go deep into these energies so you can really be in a meditative state to receive. But now you're going to understand more. Now you're going to understand why I'm talking about the things the way I do in that video. And I lead you through a meditation as well to help you understand the dragon energies, because the dragon energies is about the alchemy of fire. We're ready to awaken to that. So I'm actually dedicating this year to help other people step into their purpose, into their power with these dragon energies. And what is that? This is your inner fire that is ready to wake up. But in order to step into this fire and to embody this fire, you need to first learn how to get used to being in the fire. Get comfortable. Now, the strong Aries here, they know what that means. They love the fire. They love the heat. This is the time to wake up to that fire. My loves, thank you so much. I will.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.